Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here to talk Freaky Friday at Signature Theater because it's a Friday right before Halloween, so it is a Freaky Friday. It's perfect. Can you guys introduce yourselves for the camera and say who you play in the show?
I am Heidi Blickenstaff, and I play Catherine Blake, the mom.
I'm Emma Hunton, and I play Ellie Blake, the daughter.
But then we actually end up, spoiler alert, swapping.
Switching bodies.
So I actually spend more time as the 16-year-old, and she spends more time as the...
As the mother.
40-something-year-old.
I don't know how much of a spoiler alert we need.
I know, right?
There's like several Disney versions, right?
That,
you know, speak on that first before we dive into your show. When did you first encounter Freaky Friday? Because there was a recent one, right, with Jamie Lee Curtis and
there was,
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah,
there
was.
But there's an older one, too.
I actually was the most familiar with, there's a little-known made-for-TV movie with Gabby Hoffman and Shelley Long. And that
yes.
was the version that I was the most acquainted with because I think it was on Disney Channel all the time when I was a kid. And I had seen the original... Probably only like 2 or 3 years ago, and
with Jodie Foster,
yeah, with Jodie Foster and Barbara Harris,
and
I saw you might have heard of them,
maybe,
and I had seen the Lindsay Lohan Jamie Lee Curtis version when it came out, and that was probably the most recent that I had seen it before we dove into rehearsals.
All of these movies are based on Mary Rodgers' original book from 1972, and I somehow managed to not read or see any of them. And I think, like a lot of people, somehow in the zeitgeist, we all know the story about a mom-daughter swap. But I had never seen any of it, and when I found out that I was doing this, I made a point not to read or see any of that older material because I knew we were going to make something new. A new musical.
So why is that? I've heard other actors and actresses in here say the same thing, where it allows them just to sort of come at it organically and fresh as opposed to mimicking something they've already seen.
You just said it. Yeah, I think that when there is an iconic performance of something, or there has been a movie that so many people love so much that audiences may have an expectation of something there. And I think for me, and I'll speak for you too, like we really wanted to create something brand new. And
that was ours.
Yeah. And it's even though the body swap is, you know, that happens in our show too, that's really the only holdover from the original Mary Rodgers story. And everything else is a new telling of this day in the life of the Blake women.
Yeah. Now, I know, talk about how you sort of get into playing the younger and older version. Now, you said you have your own kids, right? So do you pull your own, in real life, so do you pull from real life inspiration? Are you channeling your own
I can't help it. Yeah, I have two teenage stepsons. 16 and 13, and I'm sure I'm embarrassing them on a nightly basis doing this show. But what's been great is that as an actor, as I was approaching making choices, whenever I would think I was going too far, you know, just so much teenage angst, I would think back to my own kids, and there's no such thing as too dramatic. I mean, teenagers are dramatic. They're very dramatic, and everything is so, you know, the best, the worst, the most important, you know, I love them so much, and I can't believe what amazing little resources they are for me right now.
So it wasn't hard for you to get into that at all?
No, not at all. Not at all. And they haven't seen it yet. They're New Yorkers, and they'll see it in a couple of weeks, and my husband and I have been talking about I hope they love it, but I'm sure they're going to be so embarrassed.
Oh, they're going to love it.
Mortified.
They're going to love it. She's great at it.
All right. Well, so it's easier for you in terms of you having your own kids, but how about for you? How do you play the adult?
I do not have children yet. Heidi's a really great source for opinions on how to act as a mother. And I do take, like, there are
Bossy.
Moments. We do get to play our respective roles for, you know, the first 5-10 minutes of the show. So there are things, physical things that I take from her, and I get her opinion on things all the time. She's also really great to work with, so it kind of helps when there's not a wall there, there's no boundary, and it feels like a real collaborative sort of effort.
We got lucky with each other because I think a lot of times when you have a primary scene partner, you hope and pray that they're open and kind and awesome. And we had never worked together before, and when we first met, it was like, boom, it was kind of magical. So yeah. We've been lucky. We like each other a lot. That helps.
She's okay.
That helps. She's all right. Yeah.
Awesome. So in terms of, we're talking about playing the body swap, but physically, when we see on stage, how do you actually either costume or makeup or wardrobe, hair or anything, do you physically do the swap?
Well, our wonderful director, Chris Ashley, and Heidi and I kind of talked about the physicality and the difference between Catherine and Ellie. And Ellie is very much sort of slouchy and like disjointed and a little uneven, like a little closer to the ground. And Catherine is very uptight and straight backed, and it matches their personalities. Very like Catherine is very much type A, Ellie is very much type B.
It's been a surprising challenge for both of us to really step into each other's shoes.
Same shoe size or no?
Almost, yeah. Practically.
Well, that
practically,
makes it easier,
I know,
much.
Right? But I think when this first came my way, I was like, oh, it's Disney, it's gonna be a lot of fun, right. And it's gonna be like this thing that appeals to families and lots of different people. But I was, I think, a little naive about what a huge acting challenge it really is. You know, you have to respect the teenager and respect the adult. We're not doing caricatures. We're really right. trying to live and breathe in these characters and give them the respect they deserve. Bridget Carpenter has written a beautiful book to this musical, and Bridget is very accomplished, and she's was a writer on Parenthood and Friday Night Lights, and she's a genius. And
Friday Night Lights.
Right. Right?
Freaky Friday
That's right.
Night Lights.
Get that idea, Bridget.
That matchup.
We'll be in that. And she's written, books of musicals are almost impossible to write, and Bridget has written a tight, efficient, elegant, beautiful book that appeals to kids but also to adults. And I think this show will surprise a lot of people who may be thinking they're coming in for some, you know, lighter Disney fare. Right. And it really dives super deep. Also, thanks to our brilliant composer lyricist team, Tom Kitt and Brian Yorkey, who yep. won a Pulitzer for Next to Normal. So awesome. it's a broad demographic that yeah. we're appealing yeah. to, I think.
You mentioned the magical word in there, musical.
It's a yes. musical.
Talk about the musical, because you know a lot of people might not think of that when they come to see Freaky Friday, but it's a musical here.
Yeah.
Talk about the songs, and do you have any favorite show-stopping numbers?
Oh my God, yes. Well, first of all, the music is so beautiful, and it's also very energetic. It sort of helps you, helps everyone sort of get into the world of it. There's some great ballads in there. My personal favorite is what I get to sing at the top of Act 2.
Yeah.
Which is Not Myself Today with Heidi.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really fun to sing with her. And Tom Kitt and Brian Yorkey are really, really great at writing for women,
mm-hmm.
both keys and lyrics. It doesn't seem too schmacky. It doesn't. It's not hard to sing in the way that I feel like I'm killing myself 8 times a week. I feel challenged mm-hmm. while still like yeah. not blowing it all out in one show.
Yeah,
and it's really, really a joy. This is the third time that I've worked with them. And every time I work with them, and this show is certainly no exception, they really just write wonderfully for women.
Yeah.
And it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they really hear, there was one song that we got that was just a little too high for us. And we were like, this does not work. And
that's saying a lot. You're talking to an Elphaba here. So when you know that it's high for belters, they need to adjust
pretty high.
Just a little bit.
But they're also so great and open to hearing that. A lot of composers are like, well, this is the way I wrote the song, so you need to figure out a way to sing it. Mm-hmm. And there's just, they heard that and they're like, okay, great. Why don't you try it in this key? And we're so willing to accommodate because it's hard. We have to do a hard show 8 times yeah. a week. It's hard on our yeah. bodies. It's hard mentally. It's hard vocally, and they want us to preserve, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has playing this role brought out sort of, you seem like a vibrant person already, but has it brought out sort of the kid inside again? Do you go home and
totally?
Do you go home and do chopsticks on a piano like
right,
Tom
eat
Hanks?
Pizza or, and drink Coke.
big?
No, but I did. I was snappy with my husband in a very like teenagery way the other day, and I realized I was snappy with him because I have let my inner
child out.
Your teenager, inner know-it-all.
Yeah, the teenager who's kind of like rebellious. Because in rehearsals, we were very much encouraged to, you know, really walk the walk, and I think I let a little teenager grow inside of me. And the other day I was like, nuh-uh. Or I said something ridiculous to my husband. And he was like, calm down, 16. I'm like, oh, right. I'm an adult. I've lived through this already. But like, it's certainly been liberating to play a kid for sure.
Something just dawned on me. I'm suspicious. How do I not know that you aren't the other right now?
Oh, we just
I will
may
never
be.
Tell. It's Freaky Friday, after all.
Right before Halloween.
I know. Who knows who we are?
It's perfect. Talk about Signature Theater, why it's such a cool space. Over there in Shirlington, awesome. A bunch of places to go eat beforehand. So
I know.
Go check it out.
Yeah. Fantastic.
But the theater itself, you know, what's so cool about there?
It's so great. I mean, it's such a tight knit town, and it's an intimate house. It's 277 seats, and it's you really feel like the audience is right there, and
because they are,
because they are
they're literally right there.
That might intimidate a lot of people, but we're both huge fans of being able to feel that energy come from the audience, and it's very palpable, and I love it. I feel like you really do get to take this, you know, small sort of group of people on a journey every show, and you really feel like they're there with you, mm-hmm. and you can tell when they're there with you, and I love it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, me too. Also, Signature Theater is committed to new musicals, and that's exactly what this is. We're developing a new musical, and Signature is known for nurturing artists who are trying something for the first time, and they have a state-of-the-art facility, and they are so good to us, and you feel incredibly safe in the environment to create something. And it's also outside of the glare of New York. So we are free to just create. And you don't get that opportunity all the time just to be free-range chickens and make a brand new piece of art. And so we feel incredibly lucky that Signature has supported us and will continue to support new work long after we're gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a mission of theirs that I love so much and respect.
Yeah, their theater right now is filled with we've got two original shows that have never been, like, two world premieres, which I think is really cool.
Freaky Friday and the Gulf, yeah. Which is fantastic. It's a two-person play, and it's really wonderful. We saw it, and you should
really
go
great
see
performances.
That. They have, like, two more weeks, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, check out the golf, too.
Yeah.
awesome. Well, before you guys became these, quote, free-range chickens that
Sorry.
You spoke, tell me about when you hatched. I want to know about each of you guys, you know, where you grew up and how you got into acting.
I'm from California, and I always knew I wanted to do this. I was one of those kids that, you know, wild horses couldn't drag me away, and my parents were so game for it, thank God. And I went to a performing arts high school, and I took dance class and did all that stuff. And eventually I went to Duke University for school. And
sorry, Maryland fans. Sorry. I know
sorry,
it's a
guys.
Sore subject.
Sorry.
Yeah,
well,
that's,
can't
that's
help
rough.
It. I know.
Okay.
Go Blue Devils. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll
anyway,
try to listen to the rest of what
it's
you
okay.
said.
Hang in there with me. Hang in there. But after school, I you know, packed up my U-Haul and went to New York City and dove into the workforce, or at least trying to. I waited tables for a while, and after, you know, hitting the pavement for years and years, finally started. I think my first Broadway show was when I was 29. I did the Full Monty.
Oh, wow.
And I think my most recent Broadway show was my sixth, and it was Something Rotten.
Oh, wow.
And mm-hmm. that's still playing on Broadway.
Who'd you play in that?
I played Bee Bottom. Oh. I was the doting feminist wife of Brian D'Arcy James' character, Nick Bottom, and that was a joy to build, too. It's my favorite thing in the whole world is making new musicals, so I feel really lucky that, how many people get to live their dream?
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. So.
How'd you make your way down here? for this production?
Well, this is a project. Freaky Friday is a musical that's in development with Disney, and Signature Theater is our pilot production.
Our testing ground.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Disney is developing this show for licensing to go all over the country. And this is their first shot at developing this fun show. And a lot of times when shows are new, they'll have an out-of-town tryout. And we're just the lucky ones who get to do it in Arlington.
Yeah.
Awesome. How about you?
You go.
Madame.
Oh, similar kind of story. I grew up in California. I had
Wait,
always.
We're in California for you guys. So I can...
Los Angeles.
She's way sexier than me. I'm from Fresno. So oh. I mean, I can't help it. I'm not going to lie about it.
I grew up in Los Angeles.
LA.
Yeah, Miss LA. I wanted to become an actor. My mom, as well, was very supportive of that. And when I was 9, I booked my first tour, which was a Les Mis tour. I played young Cosette and young Eponine. And then I moved back home, did some TV and film throughout my awkward phases. when I was 16, I auditioned for Spring Awakening, and I was in the Broadway company of Spring Awakening. I played Ilsa, replacing the marvelous Lauren Pritchard. Mm. And then after that, I just kind of hung out in New York and did readings and workshops. I did the tour of Next to Normal, which was how I met Tom and Brian. I did Rent off Broadway right after. I did... what else did I do? I did something else. Oh, I did Wicked. I can't believe I just forgot.
By the way.
I forgot that. I did Wicked. It was the most recent. Oh my God. I feel like a ding-dong.
Adele Dazeem over here.
Adele Dazeem. I did Wicked for I did it for 13 months, so just over a year. Wow. And that was a hard show.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then just different readings and workshops, kept in contact with Brian and Tom, and this came around. I did a workshop with Chris Ashley in La Jolla, which was where I met him. I'd done Next to Normal with Sergio, and
who's
it kind
of
who was our choreographer, and it all just kind of fell into place. And they'd asked if I was available to come down, and I said, "Sure, why not?
Why not?"
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in for sure. What's sort of the, you know, what's the final sell? If our listeners heard this or saw this on Facebook Live, because we're all technologically savvy now. Thanks, Kelly Vlahos. why should they come out? You know, what gets them there?
Or we will come and find you.
Oh! it truly is a beautiful, beautiful show that I think is going to make a lot of people very happy. I think kids are going to be delighted by it. And then there's a whole other level that I think will appeal not only to their moms, but their dads, too. And it's a little bit like you know how a Pixar movie is like
cathartic,
so satisfying.
And
like you feel like, oh, it's an animated film, but then you come out never having cried your eyes out quite like that. I think our show is a lot like that because the storytelling is so fine, and these two characters, we're so lucky to play them.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are so beautifully written and
well developed.
And even though a lot of people have said, we know the ending. We know what's going to happen. And like, yeah, great. It's still, the storytelling is so gorgeous that I still think there are some emotional surprises that will take you on a really fun ride. So come see us.
Come awesome. See us. Yeah. Signature Theater.
Awesome. Again, it's Freaky Friday at Signature Theater.
Choo-choo.
Now through November 20th. And if you come soon, I'm actually going to be swapping places with
Great.
Them on
yeah.
stage. You're not going to know, but we're going to do the whole Freaky Friday thing. And
totally.
I'll actually be in there. And
we're
going to
take over the radio
TLP.
Station.
Yeah, they'll be hosting other interviews. So
why not?
Why not?
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in. This
Thanks
was
for
awesome.
Having us.
Thank you.
Yay.